We'll start from the Gemara on Daf Zayin on Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak l'Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, "My time loy osi malo veiknishta." He asked Rav Nachman, "Why didn't you come today to shul to daven?" Litzluye. Omer Lei. So he answered him, "Lo yichilna. I wasn't able to. I didn't feel well. I wasn't able to come." Omer Lei lechan filamar asora velitzle. You should have gathered 10 people in your home to daven in your home with a minion. It's too much of a hassle, it's too much of a tircha. Either a tircha for myself to gather them, or for them it's a tircha for them to come. So they asked him, you should have sent a shliach to go and let you know when exactly the shul is davening, and at the time the shul is davening, even if you can't gather a minion in your own home. But the fact that you're davening at home without a minyan, at least daven at the time that the shul is davening shachris, or at the time that the shul is davening mincha. So you should have sent the shliach to find out exactly the time that the shul is davening, be'idna the matzlit zibura, leisev aloideh, and be moidiyah you, and that would be considered that you mispalim b'shosh ha'tzibur mispalim. And like it says in the poskim in halacha, that this din is specifically if you're davening shachris, and in the shul, they're davening shachris. Or you're davening mincha at the time that they're davening mincha. But if you're davening shachris and the shul is davening musaf, be'idna, that's not called that you mechaven the shah of be'idna de tzibura matzli. Even though the halach is that if you come into shul and they're up to musaf and you want to daven shachris, it's called davening with a minyan. And the difference is, there's a lomdus to mechalik that when you're in shul and you want to be considered davening with a minyan, so even though you're davening tefillah shachris and they're davening tefillah musaf, since you're mitzaref with them, it's called, and you're in the room with them and you're called, it's called mitzaref, it's called you're davening with a minyan, mitziref, that you're together with the minyan, you're davening shmoneh esrei, even though it's a different shmoneh esrei. So that's called, when you're there, it's called you're mitzaref l'minyan. Mashenka, when you're davening in your home, it's a different vart. Over there, you're not davening the minyan. Over there, the vart is, you want to daven that your tefillah should go up to Shemayim, be'idin the matzli tzibura. At the time that the tefillah shachas is niskabel in the shul, at that moment, at that time, you want to daven at home that your tefillah should be niskabel. So then it has to be the same tefillah. It's not going to help that they're davening musaf and you're davening now be'idna, you're davening shachis, because in order for that it should be considered be'idna the matzit tzibur, that your tefillah should be niskabel, for that it has to be the same tefillah. Al-Kaponim, he told him, so why didn't you at least let the shliach let you know when they are davening so you can daven at the same time? Omalei, so he told him back, Rav Nachman answered, my kulei hai, why is this a big to-do that you want me to be daven b'shosh atzibu mispalim, even though I'm davening b'yichidus? Zok the Gemara, Omalei, the Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Daf Ches Amid Aleph, Mai Dichsiv, V'ani Svilosi Lucha Hashem Eiz Rotzoin. When is it considered an Eiz Rotzoin? When is your tefillin niskabel? Emes Eiz Rotzoin? B'shosh atzibu mispalim. So the Gevaldige Maila, even if a person isn't able to daven b'minyan, is not able to daven b'tzibur, he's davening at home, he should daven b'shosh atzibu mispalim, because that's considered an Eiz Rotzoin, and it's tefillin niskabel. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Omer Mihocha, a different pasuk to show to daven at the time of an Eiz Rotzoin. Koyam Hashem be'Eiz Rotzoin inisicha. I answered you on an Eiz Rotzoin. Rabbi Acha Reb Chanina Omer Mihocha from a different pasuk. Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. The Eibishter is not nimas. He's not disgusted when it's a tefillah of a rabbim. Uksiv, and it says in a different pasuk. Because I'm together with the masses. So then, the Eibishter is poder b'sholem nafshi, he answers our tefillah. So we see the gevaldige maile, even if a person does not have his own schusim, but to daven with the tzibur, there's more of a chance that your tefillah is niskabel. Zog mo tani nami hochi, we learn similarly in a braisa. Devnosen oimel, binayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilosen shel rabim. From where do we learn that the Eibishter is not mois, he's not disgusted by the tefillah of a rabim, and he accepts the tefillah of a rabim. She'nemar, hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. The first pasuk we brought before, the uksiv, and another pasuk it says, "Pode b'sholem nafshi mikerav li ki rabim ki berabim hoyu modi." Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Kol oisik b'toyr gmilas chasodim." Whoever is oisik b'toyr and gmilas chasodim, umispal lematzibur, and he dances with a minion, ma'ilani olov kilu podani li ulebonai mi bein umas ha'olam. It's as if he was poydim, he redeemed me. Bibein Umar Zoilam amongst the nations. Dr. Ritva, that these three mitzvahs have a special maila, Gemilas Chasodim, Torah, and with a minion, has a maila of a Beis HaMikdash, Vaistois. So it's considered Kilu Padani, Liu Livni, Mibein Umar Zoilam. Dr. Gemara Omre Shlokish, Kol Mi Sheyeshloi, Beis HaKnesses Bi'iroi. If someone has a shul, Bi'iroi, a minion available, Ve'ena Nichnas L'Sham. And how much more so when the minion is on the same block or in the same building? Then a nichlas hashom, this palel, nikra shochen ra. He's called a shochen ra. Terrible label to be called a shochen ra. Shneemar, koyom Hashem al kol shcheinai horoyim hanoygim benachlo asher chalti es amis es Yisrael. It's considered a nachlo, like it says in Chazal that laosid lavoi, but the knesias are going to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So we see, but the knesias even in Chutz La'aretz have a chelik of a nachlo. It is connected to a nachlo of Kal Yisrael, v'raya it goes up to laosid lavoi to Eretz Yisrael. So it's considered a shochen ra, like it says in the pasuk, hanoygim ben kashcheni agoyim hanoygim ben nachlo ashen chalti es amis Yisrael. V'loyoy, they're not just you're called a shochen ra, ela shegoyim golus loy levonov, yegoyim golus shenema. Hinni noit shome al admosam veis beis Yehuda otush mitoichom. Zog di gemara omalei Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Ika sabi bebovel. There are elder people, there are older people that are zeichet to longevity in Bovel. Toma va omar. He said, Ika sabi bebovel. How could it be? He was matmiya. Ken is thine. It can't be. Shteten posuk. Leman yibu yemeichem. It's mashma that Arichas Yom is only Alo Adomo in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be Sabi beBovel? How could it be older people in Bovel? Zog Gemara, V'oma Alaman Yibu Yemechem V'mei V'neichem Alo Adomo Ksiv, Ava B'chutz Loretz, but in Chutz Loretz, in Bovel, Loi. Zog Gemara, the reason why they're Zoichet to Arichas Yomim is Kevin the Amri Lei, Mekadmi Mechashch Lebe Knishta. Since they are the first ones in Shul, and the last one's out, they have people in Bovel that are Mekadmi or Mechashchi. Those people are Zeichet to longevity to Arichas Yomim. Omar Hainu Da Hanilu, and that's what helps them. Could Omar Reb Shuben Levi Lebnei, like Reb Shuben Levi told his sons, Kedimu Bechashichu, be the first ones in, be the last ones out. Ba'ailu Lebe Knishta, and that's how you should enter Shul. Ki Heiche De Tuch Echaya, so you should be Zeichet to Arichas Yomim, the Pasuk of Leman Yibu Yemechem, even in Chutz Loretz, if you are Mekadmi or Mechashchi. The question is, at the end of the day, it's not al adoma. But the pshat is, according to what we said before, that both knesias and chutz lords have a chelik and a nachlo in Eretz Yisrael lasid lavoi, so it's considered a kiyam din of al adoma. Since lasid lavoi, even both knesias are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so mela, if someone is mekadmi mechashmi lebe knishta, it's considered a kiyam of leman yibu ala adoma. You take a zoicha to arichas yomim, and it's a kiyam din of ala adoma. It goes into the pasuk of ala adoma. Zok gemara omer Rav Acha v'Rav Chanina, my kora. What's pshat in the pasuk? Shteken pasuk ashrei odom. Praiseworthy is the person shemeali lishkoy dal soisa yoim yoim, that comes every day to dal soisa to the biskneses lishmor mezuzos pischai. To be shomer the mezuzas pischai, which seems to imply that he's the last one out. He's shomer the Pesach, the first one in, the last one out. Uksib Basren, it says after that, kimoitzoi motzachayim, so we see arichas yomim is connected to being mekadmi or mechashcha levei knishta, to being the first ones in and the last ones out. Zogma omer Rav Chisda, lo oylam yikonis odom shnei psochim bebeis haknesses. A person should always enter, this havmin of the Gemara is, it should always enter two psochim, two doorways, before you enter shul. What's the mile of walking through two doorways? You should enter the shul shiur of two psochim. A Pesach, different gesoys over here, either a Pesach is dalat tvochim or dalat ames, so you should enter the shul a shiur of eight ames or eight tvochim, two psochim. And only then you daven. And Rashi explains, what's the reason? So it shouldn't look like a masui. Zog Rashi, don't sit right by the doorway towards the exit. The nihal of kamasui. It looks like the tefillah is a burden on you, and you want to be the first one out. So you're sitting right by the door to be able to run out right away. So the nihal of kamasui iku beis hakneses v'yemizum and somach lepesach lotzeis. So you should be the first one to be able to leave. So you enter. It should be a shir of two psachim, at least eight tvachim or eight ames into the shul. There's another pshat that's brought down. The Bach brings it over here. He brings Rashi's pshat of Shir Roichav Beis Psochim. And then he says that the pshat is etzem mitzvah, because if you have a packed shul, ultimately someone is going to be sitting by the Pesach. If that's where his allotted seat is, so he's going to be sitting there. So Dr. Bach Halachi Pirushoi, Shlo Yemayel Espalo Miyad K'shebo B'Beis HaKnesses. Do not come to shul and daven right away, but rather give it some thought. Before you start davening, you should not be memayer right away. Wait the shear that it takes to walk to Pesachim. Ela Yeshev Ma'at Kadesh Shetisyashev Dai Te'olov. Gather your thoughts together before you daven and wait the shear of Shnei Pesachim. It's not a Dover Hogan Zokta Lahaskal Miyad Shenigal of Kamasi. It's also called a Masui. It's like you want to start right away to be able to finish right away. So mainly you have to wait the shear of Shnei Pesachim. The Ma'aseh in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi, both days are brought down that a person should not sit the Mokoim of Somach LePesach, but rather B'Shir Shnei Pesachim, so it shouldn't look like a Masui. And also you should not start davening right away, but rather wait, gather your thoughts together before you start B'Zman of Shir Shnei Pesachim. It's also brought down a shita that the taka has to be two psochim, ke'ein the hegel. Just like you enter the azorah, the hegel, there's an entrance, so to speak, a foyer. So when you build a shul, it should be a two psochim, ke'ein the beis hamikdash, where there were different areas. So it's like two psochim you're entering in. It is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even according to the day, they shouldn't sit by the doorway. Obviously, if that's your mokum kavua, if that's a mokum kavua that you have, that's your allotted seat, so then that's not considered that it's nigel of kamasui, because that is your seat, then it's not, would not be considered that you have to, you can't sit there because it has to be nichnas b'shir shnei pesachim, that's your seat. Or they say if it's not facing the Rishus Rabim, so then it's not a problem either, because then it's not a masri that you're going to Rishus Rabim. Hakaponim, if a person could be mahader to be mekayim these things, obviously that's me'ikar din, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Zok de gemara al zoyzi spal kol chosid elech leis mitzoy. We're dashing the posik al zoyzi spal kol chosid. What should a person always daven for? Le'ez mitzoy. Numerous pshatim and the pshatim le'ez mitzoy. Om rabchina le'ez mitzoy zu isha. Le'ez mitzoy should always daven for an isha, a proper wife. Shenemar motza isha motza toiv. It's motza toiv. That's mitzoy. B'marove in Eretz Yisrael kinosiv in she'itza. When a person married a woman, Amri lady used to ask him, Amri lehochi, motza or moitza? Did you find an isha that's a motzanik, motza isha toiv, or moitza? Motza refers to motza lechsiv, motza isha motza toiv. V'yof gatzoy me'ashem, moitza lechsiv, u'moitza ni'mam me'movis as a isha, like Kehelas describes, sometimes a woman, unfortunately, can be a moitza, ma'ami moves. Zog ma'orem nosen oimer, nupshad in le'ez mitzoy, le'ez mitzoy zu teira. A person should always daven for siyata d'shmaya in teira. Shenemal ki moitzoy motza chayim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, third pshat in Eis Mitzoy, Leis Mitzoy zu misa. A person should always daven for a easy misa. Shenema, lomus toitzois. Lomus toitzois, a loshon of mitzoy by misa. Tani nami ochi, we can find similar in the Brisa that says, Teisha meis v'shloisha mine misa nivu boilom. There are 930 different types of deaths that the Eibishter created. Shenema, lomus toitzois. Toitzois be gematria hochi ave. The gematria of Toitzois is 930. This is the first gematria in Shas. Brochus davches. The Toitzois is gematria 930. Kosh shebekulon, the most harsh type of misa is askero. Askero, the Gemara is going to describe, is a type of choking. Nicha shebekulon, the easiest misa is neshika. A misa's neshika. A person dies in his bed, a misa's neshika. Askero, the Gemara describes, is damya kechizra. Begvava da amro, the lachoyre nashro. It's like wool that is caught up together with thorns. Try to separate wool from thorns. It's very hard to separate it. That's a shvera separation. That's how the misa to separate the neshama from the guf is a misa of askra loyleinu. Vika da amri, you compare askra to something else that's harsh. Kepitura befri veshet, like a pitura befri veshet, Rashi describes, is a type of chevel, a rope that the fishermen use, that has to go into a hole to anchor, and that hole is smaller, the radius is smaller than the rope itself. Let's say the rope is 5 inches, and the ring is 4.5 inches. So try to get that in. You're able to. If you squeeze it out, you can get it in. You squeeze it, you can get it out by pressing and pushing. That's the Mises Asko. It's the opposite of Mises Neshika. Very hard, the separation. It's like removing a black hair from milk, a cup of milk, and you have a hair in there, you just pluck it right out. That's a misas neshika. So le'ez mitzoy, you should daven for a misa, le'es metzoyz a misa, you should have a misa's neshika, an easy misa, from the 930 misas. Rabbi Yechon Omar le'es metzoyz zu kvura. A person should always daven for a good kvura. What does that mean? Zog di gemara. Omreb chanina ma'ikoro. What does it mean? Le'es metzoyz zu kvura. Hasmechim elai gil yosisu ki imotsu kever. You should have a proper kvura. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Rav Shila, Haynu Damri Inshi. The boy Inshi Rachme Afila Zibula Basraisa. Even until the last shovel that shoveled up upon a person with the earth that's being shoveled on him, the last shovel should be Zibula Basraisa Shalma. Should be a peaceful. Sometimes you have children that are fighting about a Yerusha while they're shoveling. So it should be a peaceful. It should be Zibula Basraisa Shalma. And it should not be, that's what you should be mispala for, even for the last shovel, for kvura. Mazutra Omar, another pshat le'es metzoy, ze beis hakisei. A person should have a restroom, a beis hakisei. It should not be an outhouse far away. It should be near you. Somach le'shulchonoi. Amri b'marove, hode mazutra. This statement of mazutra, that's referring to beis hakisei. Hode mazutra adifa mikula. This pshat in le'es metzoy, that's referring to the beis hakisei, is adifa mikula, is the most important from all the pshatim. They should have a beis hakisei somach le'shulchonoi. Zog di gemara. Omale Rova Rav Rafim Bar Papa. Rova told Rafim Bar Papa. Lemelon Mar Mahani Mila Maaliso, the Amit Mishmei de Rav Chisda. Tell us over something that you heard in the name of Rav Chisda, Bimila de Bei Knishta. Something in reference to Beis Knesses. This blot, this sugis are talking about the milos of Tfilin Beis Knesses. Tell us something over in his name that you heard Bimila de Bei Knishta. Omale Hochi Omer Rav Chisda. This is what Rav Chisda said. Maidich Siv, it says in the Posik. Oye Vashem Shoare Tzioin Mikol Mishkan is Yaakov. The Eibshad loves Shari Tzion from all Mishkanes Yankov. Its Pshad is, Oyev Hashem Shorim HaMetzionim Ba'alocha. The Eibshad loves the Shorim HaMetzionim Ba'alocha. Yoisim about the Knesiyas about the Midrashis, even more than about the Knesiyas about the Midrashis. V'hanadam, Domer Rebchir Barami, Mishmei Da'ula, Miyem Shechora Beis HaMikdosh, from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, Ein Lo La'Kodesh Boruch Hu Bo'elomoy, Ela Abba Amishal Ha'alocha Bilvad. After the Churim Beis HaMikdosh, the only thing the Eibshad has is the Amishal Ha'alocha. And the pshat is because the Beis HaMikdash, after all, had the Lishka Sagozis. The Beis HaMikdash had the Sanhedrin Gdoila, the Halacha that came out of there. So after the Churim Beis HaMikdash, the only thing that Eibishta has that resembles that is the Batek Nesiyos, is the Batek Midrashos, the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. Originally, I used to learn in my home, Umatzlina Bebek Nishto, and I davened in the shul. After I heard the member of Rabbi Chiya Ami Mishmei Deula that Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash Ain Ala Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'elomoy La Dalam Shal Halacha Bilvad, that the Eibishter's main focus is Dalam Shal Halacha. So I realized the importance of connecting the Torah with the Tefillah. Lo Yave Metzlino Ela Hecha De Grisno. I davened specifically only in the place that I learned. The Gevaldig Milo of davening in the place that you learn. Even though there were 13 different shuls in Betveria, they specifically davened Beine Amuda, between the poles, where they learned. So they made sure to daven specifically in the place that they learned. Rabbi Chiya Barami sent in the name of Ula. Godla nenem yigioi kap, miyigiyak kapoi. Yoisim yirashamayim. Someone who's nenem yigiyak kapoi is even greater than yirashamayim. Why? Dilu gabi yirashamayim ksiv. By yirashamayim it's written, Ashrei ish yores Hashem. Dilu gabi nenem yigiyak kapoi ksiv. Yigiyak kapecho ki soichal ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha bo'olam haze v'toivloch lo'olam habo. Dilu gabi yirashamayim v'toivloch lo'i ksibbe. So we see it's not the same adrega as one another. Obviously, it means Gola Nenem Yigia Kape with Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean in place of Yerushalayim. So Nenem Yigia Kape with Yerushalayim is more than Yerushalayim alone. Zog de Gemara v'Omer Reb Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula. La'olam yodu od memokim rabbi. A person should always live in the place of his Rebbe. Shekol zman Shimon ben Gera kayim, as long as Shimon ben Gera was alive, lo inosa Shloime es Bas Paroi. Shloime did not marry Bas Paroi. So we see he only married him after he was Nifta. Zog de Gemara, v'hotanyi, we learned in a braisa, al yodur, it says clearly you should not live b'mokim rabbi. Zog de Gemara, loy kasha, it depends. Ho de kayif lei, ho de loy kayif lei. It depends. If you are subservient to your Rebbe, so then you should live b'mokim rabbi. If you're not subservient, if you're not kayif lei, then it's taka worse to live b'mokim rabbi. Then it's more of a taina, more of a tvi on you. If you're not going to be kayif le rabbi, then lo'olam lo yodur b'mokim rabbi, then you taka shouldn't. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Ami. May dechsev, v'oiz v'Hashem yicholu, oiz v'Hashem. Someone who leaves the Eibushter yicholu will be devoured. Zeh ha-meniach sefer Torah v'yoytza. Someone who leaves the sefer Torah during the Kriyas HaTorah, while the sefer Torah is open, and he's yoytza, on him it applies the pasuk of oiz v'Hashem yicholu, a terrible klala. If someone leaves, you're not allowed to leave la'alochi, you're not allowed to leave when the sefer Torah is open, while it's being read, you're not allowed to leave the Beis Knesses. Rabavo nofik ben gavla gavla. However, ben gavla gavla, between aliyas, Rabavo did leave. That's not considered oiz v'Hashem yicholu. Boy Rapop, Rapop asked the following question. Bein psuka lepsuka mahu. What about between psukim? And Rabbein Yoin explains it means that b'shas, they had the kriya of the targum between the psukim. That was the minig then. So I allowed to leave then, because then the sefer Torah wasn't open. Maybe it was closed. It's not really bein gava legava. It's still in the kriya, but it's not that's mamish while the kriya is taking place, because it's by the b'shas kriya satargum bein psuka lepsuka. Avdem zog gemara teku. Zog the gemara, the final gemara, with a very important Tosafot, we'll see, Zokti Gemara, Rav Sheshes Mahader Ape Vegoris. Rav Sheshes used to turn his face the other direction of the Sefer Torah, Vegoris, and he learned. Omar, Anon Bididon V'inu Bididu. I'm doing my thing, and they are doing their thing. And he learned during Kriyas HaTorah, Al Yedei Mahader Ape. In fact, Tosafot, right away, Akasha, V'im Toimar, how could he have done so? V'am Rinon B'Soita, Shteten Soita, Maidich Sivu Pischoy omdu kolo om. Kem sheniftach sefer Torah. Once the sefer Torah is open, osu lesaper afilu b'dvar halacha. A person is not even allowed to talk in dvar halacha. So how can he turn his face, turn his body, and learn? Zoktoisa, three tulutim. V'yesh lerim, the first ad zoktoisas, hosam ayri b'kol rom. When it says over there that kem sheniftach sefer Torah, you're not allowed to be mesaper even dvar halacha, it's talking about kol rom. You're saying out loud dvar halacha. You're talking to someone, or you're speaking loud. Kadesh lo yavatlu kol kriyas haTorah. You're talking about out loud, so you're staring, you're causing a bittle of the kol kriyas haTorah. You're disturbing others. Rav Sheshes Mahada Ape Vegoris was benachas without disturbing anyone. That's the first teretz tesis. So what's the chiddush? Why did he turn his face? So mashma. The avakad the Mahada Ape. Even though he turned his face, shenira kaminiach sefer Torah, even though it might look like that he's leaving the sefer Torah, he didn't leave the room, but his body turned the other direction. Shapi domi, it's still permissible. Why did he taka do it? Stamp to show that it's mutter. Why did he do it? He was in the middle of being mechavan gesosoi to fully concentrate on what he was learning, so he needed to turn his face, and that was mutter. And zoktoyis in the first teretz because it wasn't b'kol rom. Zoktoyis the tveitzer teretz. V'Rav Alfus Kosav, the Rav Alfus, the Rif says in Megillah, the Hag Mefarshi, the Hag is Mefarshi. Alach is gedolus. Dafka sheyesham asora achina. Dafka Toza says a lomnish chilek. Dafka when there's 10 other people besides him, as yochal ilmoid. Rav Sheshes specifically learned because there were 10 other people besides him. Aval einsham asora. But if there aren't 10 people, if he's the center, kim imoy, then loy, then it would be also. V'hocha ma'irin over here, it's talking about shoyesham asora. Beloy who? There were 10 without him. And the chayim bring a ray from here. They add lechayim. It's shver. If you're not allowed to be Mahada Ape, might have Kamina if you're number 10, if you're number 11. At the end of the day, Kriyas HaTorah is taking place. You're not Oiz V'Hashem. You're not leaving, but you're being Goris and you're learning. You're not allowed to be Mesaper B'Shas Sefer Torah is open. So what does it make a difference if you're number 10 or number 11? So the Peshad is Zogin Achronim. We see over here that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyvas Tzibur. So Bishlema, when you're number 10, so you're a Chelik of the Tzibur, so you have a Choyvas Kriyas HaTorah too. You created a Choyvas Tzibur. So there's a chi of Kriyas HaTorah on you, so you can't be Goris Taka. Then you came Shniftach Sefer Torah, also Lesaper, Afilu Dvar Halacha. Then you won't be able to learn. But since you're number 11, you're not part of the minion. I mean, the minion is there without you. The Choyvas Kriya was there without you, since it's the Choyv on the Tzibur. It's not like Megillah, it's a Choyv on the Yochid. Megillah, every individual has to lay in the Megillah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyv on the Tzibur. Only when there's a minion, then it's a chi of Kriyas HaTorah. So since he was past the minion, they had a minion without him, so there was no Choyv on him. Either he heard already, or Pshat is he wasn't part of the Tzibur. So Mamela, he was allowed to be Goyrus, and that's how he was able to learn. So Tosis is the third Teretz, V'oy Tiretz Alpasi, the third Teretz, how Rav Sheshes was able to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Shiny Rav Sheshes, She Teirosoi Umnosoi Hu, that he was Teirosoi Umnosoi, and he was someone who was Teirosoi Umnosoi, so Mamela, he has a din of
Oisik b'mitzah, potim in a mitzah, he doesn't have a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah. Zoktesis v'hanan mistavelon ki hai tirutza. It's mistavel like this last Eretz Tosis, that Rav Sheshet was different, terosu umnosei. Now, in Halacha, in Zimek Kuf Memvov, all three shitas are brought down in Halacha, that be'etzim a person should not be misaper. However, if there's a minyan besides him, or if it's not b'kol rom, all these things are b'di'evet that a person can learn if need be. But then the Maisa, it says, the Teretz of Terosu Umnosoi, and the Mishabura brings over there, B'Shem Dal Yirab, I think, he says that Bizman Hazeh, we're not considered Terosu Umnosoi. True, Terosu Umnosoi means someone who's sitting and learning, but to be the category of Terosu Umnosoi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that what, that you're Oisik B'mitzah, Potem and Amitzah, you're Potem from Tefillah, you're Potem from Kriyas HaTorah, that we cannot consider ourselves Terosu Umnosoi, so B'Shaz Kriyas HaTorah, a person should not be learning. If a person does and his Yetzahara is pushing him to learn and he can't control himself, so Lemaisa, the Mechabit does say, when it's not B'Koil Rom and there's a minion besides him and all the other different reasons brought in Tosis. But Lemaisa, Terosu Umnosoi, Dr. Mishaburi brings that Bizman Hazeh, we are not considered Terosu Umnosoi, Le'inin this Heta of learning during Kriyas HaTorah. We'll stop over here, the last line on Daf Ches Amud Aleph.